This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising?
People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience?
Visit stateofaudio.com to see Odyssey's State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative.
Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry. And get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.
740, 416 till 7, Tommy Tucker, WWL. I got a text last night from a friend right as I was wrapping up my massive weight workout, but we don't need to go into that here. But they listened to the interview that we did with Richard Nelson yesterday, and you can hear everything we do at WWL.com or download the Odyssey app or go to WWL.com, click on my name, and you can see what we talked about with Revenue Secretary Richard Nelson as it relates to an amendment that's coming up on March 29th, constitutional amendment that would overhaul Louisiana's tax system. He gave us his thoughts. I raised some of my own objections, and he responded to those. Jan Moeller is here now, Executive Director of Invest in Louisiana, to give us his thoughts on it, because it is a big old giant change, and there it is pretty complicated stuff, is it not, Jan? First of all, good morning.
Absolutely, Tom. Good morning, Tommy. Great to be with you. Yes, of course. I don't even know where to start on this amendment, Tommy. It is... you know, for those who aren't familiar, this is a 109-page bill that makes hundreds of changes to the biggest article in the state constitution, and it got passed with, frankly, not that much public debate during the special session in November. If you remember, Governor Landry wanted to have a constitutional convention last year. The legislature said no. So he basically, instead of having a constitutional convention, they rewrote the biggest article in the state constitution in 20 days. And so that's what's on the ballot. And so there's a lot to unpack in this thing. But, you know, the last time voters in Louisiana made this kind of change, they spent 2 years debating it, and they elected delegates to a constitutional convention. So at the very least, I think, I hope voters would take a step back and say, let's take a little bit more time to consider these things.
Let's talk about your concerns as you begin to unpack this.
Well, there's a lot of them. We talked about the process, but I think the substance of this is worrisome as well. I think, first and foremost, there's about $4 billion in various funds in the Constitution that the voters of this state created that we're just going to eliminate. These funds provide recurring, ongoing money every year for education, for transportation. That money is being essentially spent to pay for tax cuts that were part of that special session. So there's money going away that supports education and that will support transportation programs in the future. I think the other big thing is that it puts a lot of new restrictions and takes away flexibility from the legislature and how they can deal with future shortfalls. There are things in there, I think, that sound good to people, like a government growth limit. But what this really means is that even if the state has money to spend on something that they might want to invest in, whether it's early childhood education, healthcare, whatnot, if it bumps up against this new limit, they're not going to be able to do that. That's important, but it's especially important right now because if you're paying attention in Washington, you know, there's a pretty good chance that Louisiana is going to get a lot less money coming our way for things like Medicaid, public education, and other things if the legislature in this state decides, you know, maybe we need to raise a little bit more money because we like our hospitals and we like our schools. They might bump up against this new artificial growth limit. So there's a lot of problems here. I think when people hear about constitutional change, it's designed to give legislators more flexibility. This actually puts them in a straitjacket.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
And a suit was filed against HB 7 and the amendment that's on the ballot. And although it's being billed as, and I'm just reading from the suit here, as tax overhaul, the suit says, although the proposed revisions were put together in a short two-week special session, they are extensive and would make a wide range of disjointed alterations of the Constitution. The proposed changes have no common thread that would be intelligible to voters. For example, the changes would narrow constitutional protections for church and union property, limit local control over sales taxes, liquidate several education trust funds, delete a fund supporting infant mortality programs, create a severance tax allocation for salty water, changes gendered pronouns, change the words husband or wife to spouse, and delete constitutional authorization for farmers and fishermen's programs. So I guess that's some of what you're saying, Jan, is that people, this thing is going to have far more ramifications than just tax overhaul?
Yeah, and look, absolutely, Tommy. And look, the critics get one thing right about the Constitution, and that is it's long and it's complicated, and there are probably things in there that don't belong in the state Constitution. And certainly we should look at reform. The way to do this, though, is not to kind of rush this through a special session in the middle of November when most voters aren't paying attention, because, you know, a lot of the things you listed in there are things that I couldn't tell you what they are. And my job is to pay attention right to the state legislature and particularly taxes and budgets. So, you know, again, it's a 109-page bill that is boiled down to 91 words on the March 29th ballot. Again, at a time when, you know, I think we're expecting a pretty low turnout, I don't think you can find a single person in Louisiana, including Richard Nelson, who can tell you everything that is in House Bill 7 that people are going to be voting on. So at the very least, I think we need to take a step back and say, you know, if you're going to do all these things in our name, let's have a long public debate.
My concern is that in this day and age, I think everybody tends to look at it as a, I don't know if it's a zero-sum game or you either win or you lose, and either I'm all for it or I'm all against it. When in fact, this is beyond nuance. This is exponential effects and then reactions to that and then more effects. And this could lead to that and lead to that and lead to that. And the difference is this changing the Constitution. So we require another constitutional amendment once this goes into effect. Is that right?
That's exactly right. And look, I'm not saying that everything in, that they passed is bad policy, you know, but you're absolutely right. These things need longer debate, much more consideration, because we're going to have to live with these changes for years and years going forward. You know, the Constitution should be a document about fundamental rights and responsibilities. And anytime you should change it, you should be extremely careful because, the authors have already said that there were some mistakes made, and they're already talking about having cleanup legislation in the spring to clean up some of the things that they got wrong in this constitutional amendment. That's what happens when you try to do a constitutional convention squeezed into a special session in November. Mistakes get made.
You clean this
and
up.
Voters have it.
When we come back, you can talk about this. How do you clean it up? If it's an amendment, can you clean it up in a session without another amendment? 752, more with Jan Moeller when we come back, Executive Director of Invest in Louisiana. And I would just ask everybody to try to figure out what this amendment says and not just blindly assign your trust to any one party, Democrat or Republican, and presume that everybody's acting in your best interest, because traditionally in politics, that's not the way it works. Traffic now, WWL. All right, 7:57 and a half. Tommy Tucker, WWL. Come March 29th, you're going to be invited to the polls to cast your ballot in support of or against Louisiana Amendment 2, State and Fiscal Policy Changes Amendment, which covers really a lot more than that. Yesterday, we talked to Richard Nelson, Revenue Secretary. You can go back and listen to that. We're talking to Jan Moeller now, Executive Director of Invest in Louisiana. So, Jan, before the break, you said that they've admitted there were some mistakes and there would, quote, clean that up in the legislative session. And I don't mean to get too far into the weeds here, but if you've ever played golf for money, you know that in the weeds, that's where most of the cheating happens. So, so with that in mind, how do you clean up something in a session that's changed by amendment in March?
That's a great question, Tommy, and we're going to find out. That's a question for Richard Nelson. But I know that they already said that, they made hundreds of tax changes in the special session. And I think Richard Nelson is on record saying that they accidentally decided to take away a sales tax exemption for sports tickets to nonprofit events. And they said, and when that was pointed out, they said, well, we didn't really mean that. We'll go back in the spring and we'll clean it up. And I don't know if that's in the Constitution or not, but it's an example of unintended consequences that happens when you, again, pass a 109-page bill during a 20-day session when you had dozens of other bills going through the process. Instead of taking your time and doing this the way they did it in 1972 and 73, the last time they made this magnitude of changes, they elected delegates. They had an entire year of debate. So people at least had no reason to be ignorant of what was on the ballot when they did this the last time.
So what you're saying is, we only have a second left, is that not everything in that amendment is bad. However, this is no way to go about it. Accurate?
Absolutely.
Thank you, Jan. Appreciate all your right. time. Executive Director of Invest Louisiana. Go to WWL.com. Hear what Richard Nelson had to say about it yesterday. We'll be back with J.P. Morrell on WWL.